Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a cyclist has died after being hit by a train at a level crossing around 4:30 this morning. Police and paramedics found the male rider, believed to be in his 40s, shortly after arriving, but died on scene. The forensic crash unit has established an investigation. Translink has advised commuters who travel on Beenleigh, Gold Coast, Ferny Grove and Airport lines to expect delays of up to 30 minutes. The Queensland Government will introduce new international and domestic aviation routes to boost tourism as part of the state's tourism plan in the lead up to the Brisbane 2032 Games. The new routes will build on the annual 1.1 million inbound aviation seats, which generates $2.4 billion visitor expenditure and support more than 12,000 jobs. Minister for Tourism Andrew Powell said, "Connecting Queensland strengthens Queensland's international reach, but it will also be supporting regional communities that rely on tourism to thrive." In national news, Australia's Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the government is open to carbon tariffs on high-emission imports like steel and cement in order to meet 2030 emission targets of 43%. Despite new figures showing flatlining progress in 2024, Mr. Bowen said we can stay on track for our 2030 emissions target. Labor government approved a 40-year extension of the North West Shelf Gas Project, a decision that has faced backlash from environmental groups. Bowen said the project will not jeopardize Australia's emission efforts as safeguard mechanisms will require large emitters to purchase offsets for unavoidable on-site emissions. The government is expected to set a 2025 emissions target later this year, following advice from the Climate Change Authority.
Two University of Melbourne students have been recommended for expulsion and suspension for taking part in a pro-Palestine demonstration at the university's Parkville campus last October. The students were referred to the institution's disciplinary committee after reports that they were a part of a group of 20 that occupied the office of an academic they believed was integral to the university's partnerships with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. If the decisions are upheld, the students will become the first pro-Palestine student activists for whom suspension and expulsion have been enforced in Australia since the waves of student demonstrations against Israel's assault on Gaza began in 2023. In international news, Taylor Swift has brought back the master recordings of her first six albums, regaining full control of her complete life's work after a long-running dispute with Big Machine Records. The purchase includes videos, artworks, photography, and unreleased material. "All of the music I've ever made now belongs to me," Swift announced on Friday. Her master recordings were sold in 2019 by HYBE America CEO Scooter Braun, a move Swift said excluded her from the opportunity to buy them at the time. Swift said both her self-titled debut and Reputation, the only albums yet to be re-recorded, can still have their moments to re-emerge when the time is right. For your weather today, Brisbane is looking cold and gloomy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.